Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Jim.
Sometimes when I pinch near my knee, I will feel a tingling or tickling sensation behind one of my shoulder blades. What's up with that?
Thanks for your question, Jim. You've touched on something that's actually quite common there. In the nervous system, nerves receive activation at the level of our skin. They send their signal all the way to the spinal cord, where they're processed, and the signals then go on an ascending pathway to the brain to be interpreted. That critical point in the middle there, at the spinal cord, is probably the source of this confusing phenomenon. Here's Mark Hoon, senior investigator of the neuroscience of sensation at the National Institutes of Health in the US.
Along the spinal cord, there's something called a dermisome, which is just a fancy word to say that there's different units all the way along the spinal cord. And each of those correspond to a grouping of nerves that go to a specific part of the body. It's a very defined area of the body that goes to a single part of the spinal cord. And that unit of information then goes up to the brain, where there's this discrimination of location.
So what's happening in Jim's case, where the stimulus is occurring in one part of the body, but he's feeling the sensation in another? Is it literally a case of the wires or the nerve pathways getting crossed?
In some ways, yes, you could refer to it as that. I mean, it's basically that there isn't a separation of some nerves coming in into very precise locations, and that's called referred pain. And a very good example of referred pain is people who have pain that's actually the result of something going wrong in their heart, so like a heart attack, will often not feel the pain close to where their heart is, but will actually feel the pain in the shoulder, the neck, and the back. And very often, if you have a shoulder pain, for instance, the doctors will be quite alarmed and will want to start a test for you to see that you haven't got a heart problem.
And this is why, as you say, there are parts of the body that are more commonly mixed up with each other. The dermatomes for the parts of the body they relate to happen to sit next to each other in the spinal column.
Yes, that's exactly how it is.
Jim's feeling he referred to is more of a tingling than a pain. Some people might have an itch. Do we have a handle on the distinction between them?
A tingling sensation is better described as paresthesia, and that is something that most people will recognize as something that happens, for instance, when they sleep on their arm. You're actually cutting the blood flow, and the nerves are actually affected by that blockage. When you wake up with your tingling arm, it's when the blood flow starts to go back to the nerves, and they all start to fire. And so you get activation of nerves that produce the sensation of pain, itch, and also touch neurons. So it's a funny little activation that causes a tingling sensation.
I hope that's answered your question, Jim, and thanks very much for sending it in. Next time, given it's spooky season, we thought we'd answer this question from listener David. When a spider makes a web, is this passed on through its genes, or does the spider have to learn how to make one? Remember to have your say on this and all of our questions on the forum. Log on to nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.